Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive with us. This time, we're taking a look at a really interesting book called Crystallizing Public Opinion by Edward Bernays.
A classic.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, you might be thinking, public relations, what does that have to do with me here in, you know, Southeast Houston? But trust me, this stuff is relevant to all of us, whether we're in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, or anywhere else, because Bernays, this guy was like a PR genius.
He was Sigmund Freud's nephew. Did you know that?
No way.
Yeah.
Really? I did not know that. So this Freud connection, it kind of makes sense though, right? Like understanding how the mind works, how people think.
Oh, absolutely. Bernays was all about applying those psychological insights to the world of public relations.
And he argues that understanding public opinion is key to making any kind of change. And that's true, whether you're trying to make a difference in your local community or on a national stage.
You got it. Bernays saw a big shift happening in the early 20th century. You know, back then, a lot of industries had this, the public be damned attitude.
Right. They didn't care what people thought.
Yeah, exactly. But as public opinion started to gain more power, these industries, they had to start paying attention. They had to learn how to manage their image and their message.
So, like, how do they do that?
Well, that's where the Public Relations Council came in.
Okay, so, like, who is this Public Relations Council? What do they do?
This is someone who can bridge that gap between an organization and the public, helping them shape their message and image to win over the hearts and minds of the people.
But like spin doctors.
Well, it can be like that, yeah. But it can also be much more than that. It's about understanding what the public wants, what their concerns are, and then finding ways to address those concerns in a way that benefits both the organization and the public.
So it's not just about, like, covering up scandals.
Not at all. It's about building genuine relationships and creating a positive perception.
So, like, can you give us an example of this in action?
Sure. Take the jewelry industry, for instance. They went from being largely ignored to convincing people that silverware was a must-have. They tapped into people's aspirations and anxieties.
And how do they do that? Like, convince people they need something they didn't even know they needed.
By understanding what motivates people, what their values are, and then crafting messages that resonate with those values.
Okay, that's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
But it makes you wonder, like, how malleable is public opinion, really? Can people's minds really be changed so easily?
Well, Bernays tackles that question head on, and he says it's complicated.
Of course it's complicated.
Right. He points out that while the press can be hugely influential in shaping what people think, it's not always a guaranteed thing.
So it's not like, oh, the newspaper said it, so it must be true.
Right. He uses examples like Mayor Hyland of New York, who got elected despite, like, tons of negative press coverage.
Oh, wow. So even with the media against you, you can still win over the public.
Exactly. And there's even this crazy story of a guy in Boston who became mayor even though he had a criminal conviction. So the press doesn't hold all the cards.
That's wild. It makes you think about the whole idea of, like, the power of the people.
Yeah, exactly. And Bernays, he really emphasizes the importance of understanding the relationship between the press and the public. It's not this one-way street where the press just dictates what people think. It's more of a dialogue, you know.
Back and forth kind of thing.
Yeah. He calls this the circle of obedience and leadership. It's this fascinating idea that the press and the public, they're constantly influencing each other.
Okay, break that down for us. How does that work exactly?
Well, think about it. Newspapers, they tailor their content to what they think their readers want, right?
Yeah, I mean, they got to sell papers.
Exactly. So if the readers are clamoring for local crime stories or whatever, that's what the paper's going to focus on. But then the way those stories are presented, the information that's highlighted, that shapes how the public perceives those issues.
So it's not just about, like, giving the people what they want. It's also about, like, framing those issues in a certain way.
Mm, exactly. It's a subtle dance, you know? Mm-hmm. A great example of this is Damaged Goods, this play about syphilis. It was pretty controversial back in the day, but it actually gained acceptance because the creators worked closely with groups that were already advocating for sex education. They didn't try to force a new idea on a resistant public. They tapped into existing sentiments, existing conversations.
That's smart. Like working with a grain, not against it.
Exactly. And that leads to another point that Bernays really hammers home, which is the importance of understanding group psychology. He argued that any successful PR campaign has to understand how groups work, how they think, and how they're influenced.
So it's not just about broadcasting a message to the masses. It's about understanding those smaller communities, those little pockets of influence within society.
Absolutely. And he also talked about the importance of identifying the leaders within those groups, the people who have that sway, that influence over the others.
Right. So thinking locally here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, you know, we have all sorts of groups, churches, school organizations, sports leagues, all kinds of things. And each of those groups, they have their own kind of internal dynamics, their own influencers, their own way of communicating.
Exactly. And a skilled PR person, they would understand those dynamics and they would know how to leverage them to get their message across.
Like if you can convince those key people, those influencers, then the rest of the group is more likely to follow.
Right. It's all about understanding those social networks, those channels of influence.
And that's where Bernays gets really interesting because he talks about using what he calls instinctive appeals to really persuade people.
Oh, yeah, the instinctive appeals. This is where it gets juicy.
Right. Tell us more. What are these instinctive appeals? How do they work?
Well, think about our basic human instincts, things like hunger, sex, self-preservation, the need to protect ourselves and our families. Bernays, he argued that these are powerful motivators, and they can be used in messaging to really grab people's attention.
So, like, how does that work? Can you give us some examples?
Sure. Think about food advertisements, right? They often use visuals and language that make you crave that food, that tap into your hunger instinct. Or how about car commercials? They might emphasize safety features to appeal to your desire to protect your loved ones.
Oh, wow. So it's like they're playing on our emotions without us even realizing it.
Exactly. And it's not just in advertising. Even public health campaigns use these tactics. Think about slogans like kill the germs or swat the fly. Those are tapping into our instinct to fight against threats, what Bernays calls pugnacity.
I've never thought about it like that before, but it makes sense.
Right. And then you have charitable campaigns that use images of children in need to tug at our heartstrings to appeal to our parental instincts.
Oh, yeah. Those can be really powerful. So it sounds like these instinctive appeals, they can be used for both good and bad, right? Like it depends on the intention behind them.
You got it. It's all about how these techniques are used. And that brings us to another fascinating aspect of Bernays' work, the idea of stereotypes. But we'll have to dive into that after a quick break.
All right, everyone, stick with us. We'll be right back with more on Edward Bernays and how his ideas can help us think and act locally right here in Southeast Houston.
All right, so we were talking about stereotypes before the break, and Bernays, he calls them these mental shortcuts, you know?
Yeah, like simplified images we have in our heads about, like, different types of people.
Exactly. And Bernays, he says these stereotypes, they can be really powerful because they influence how we see the world, how we judge people and situations, even if we don't realize it.
So like we might see someone in a suit and automatically think, oh, that guy's a businessman, probably really successful. Or see someone with tattoos and think, oh, that person's a rebel.
Right. And those assumptions, they can shape how we interact with people, how we treat them, even if those assumptions are totally wrong.
It's like putting people in boxes based on these preconceived notions.
Yeah.
And sometimes those boxes can be really unfair and limiting.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is that Bernays, he believed that a public relations council could actually manipulate those stereotypes.
Wait, really? Like how?
Well, they could use those stereotypes to their advantage, either by reinforcing existing ones or even creating new ones entirely.
So it's not just about understanding how stereotypes work. It's about, like, using them as a tool to shape public opinion.
Exactly. And Bernays, he gives some really interesting examples of this in the book. Like, he talks about how the stereotype of the American farmer was used to promote certain agricultural policies.
Oh, interesting. So, like, they could use that image of the hardworking salt-of-the-earth farmer to get people on board with their agenda.
Exactly. And it works the other way, too. If there are negative stereotypes about a certain group or a certain idea, a PR campaign could try to challenge those stereotypes or even create new, more positive ones.
So thinking locally, like here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, I mean, we all have our own ideas about what these different communities are like. But those ideas, they're often based on stereotypes, right?
Oh, for sure. And those stereotypes, they can affect how we see our community, how we interact with each other, even how we vote.
It's a challenge to look beyond those mental shortcuts and really see the individual, the unique story behind each person and place.
It is. But Bernays, he argues that it's essential if we want to build a more just and equitable society. And this is where public relations comes in, he says. Because a skilled PR person, they can use their understanding of stereotypes to help break down those barriers and promote greater understanding and empathy.
So it's not just about, like, manipulating people. It's also about using these techniques for good to promote positive change.
Exactly. And that's something that's really important for us to keep in mind, especially now in this age of social media, where we're constantly bombarded with messages and images that are trying to influence our thinking.
It's like we're swimming in a sea of stereotypes.
We are. And Bernays, his work, it gives us these tools to navigate that sea, to recognize those stereotypes and to challenge them.
So it's about becoming more aware, more critical of the messages we're consuming and the assumptions we're making.
Exactly. It's about taking control of our own thinking and not letting those stereotypes control us.
It's like, you know that saying, knowledge is power?
Yeah.
The more we understand about how stereotypes work, the less likely we are to be manipulated by them.
You got it. And that's what makes Bernays' book so relevant today, even though it was written almost a century ago. His insights into human behavior, into the power of communication, they're still just as powerful now as they were back then.
It's like he cracked the code of how we think and how we're influenced. And that knowledge, it's essential for anyone who wants to make a difference in the world, whether it's on a local level or a global level.
Absolutely. It's all about understanding how public opinion works, how it's shaped, and how we can use that understanding to create positive change. And that's something that's applicable to all of us, right here in our corner of Southeast Houston, in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, everywhere.
And it's something we're going to keep exploring as we continue our deep dive into crystallizing public opinion. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more insights from Edward Bernays and how his ideas can help us think and act locally, right here in Southeast Houston.
You know, it's crazy to think that Bernays wrote this book almost 100 years ago, and it's still so relevant today.
I know, right? Like, he was so ahead of his time. His insights into human nature and how we're influenced, how we make decisions, it's like he had this crystal ball, you know?
Totally. It makes you wonder what he would think about the world today, with the internet, social media, all this information coming at us from every direction.
Oh, man, I bet he'd have a field day analyzing all that.
Yeah.
Like, just think about how much more sophisticated those techniques of persuasion have become. It's true. We're bombarded with messages constantly, trying to get us to buy stuff, think a certain way, vote for a certain candidate. It's overwhelming sometimes.
It can be, but that's why understanding Bernays' work is so crucial. It's like he gives us this roadmap for navigating that world of influence, for recognizing those hidden persuaders all around us.
Yeah, like those instinctive appeals, those stereotypes, those group dynamics he talks about. It's like once you see them, you can't unsee them.
Exactly. You start to notice them everywhere. In advertising, in politics, in the news. It's like this whole hidden language of persuasion that we're all swimming in.
And once you learn that language, you can start to decode it. You know,
yeah.
You can see through those manipulative tactics and make more informed decisions.
That's the power of knowledge, right? It gives you this freedom to think for yourself, to not be swayed by those subtle cues and triggers.
It's like, okay, I see what you're doing there, trying to appeal to my fear, my desire for status, whatever, but I'm not going to fall for it.
Exactly. And that's what Bernays was all about, empowering people to think critically, to question the messages they're receiving, and to be more conscious consumers of information.
And that's what we're trying to do here at Think and Act Locally, too, empowering residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena to make a difference in their communities. And understanding these principles of public relations, it can be a huge asset for anyone involved in local activism.
Absolutely. If you're trying to get a new park built in your neighborhood or advocate for a certain policy, knowing how to frame your message, how to tap into people's values, how to identify those key influencers, that can make all the difference.
It's like you're playing the same game as those big corporations, those political campaigns, but you're doing it on a local level for the betterment of your community.
It's taking those tools of persuasion and using them for good, for positive change. And that's something that anyone can do. You don't have to be a PR professional.
You just need to understand the basic principles, the psychology behind it all. And that's what Bernays' book gives us. It's like this crash course in how to influence people, how to get your message across effectively.
And it's a fascinating read. I mean, some of the examples he gives are just wild. Like, he talks about how he helped popularize bacon for breakfast.
Like, really?
Yeah. He worked with this group of doctors to promote the idea of a hearty breakfast, and bacon was part of that campaign. It's amazing to see how these seemingly small things can have such a huge impact on culture, on our habits.
It really is. And it just goes to show how powerful these ideas are, how they can shape our world in ways we don't even realize. So as we wrap up our deep dive into crystallizing public opinion, I encourage everyone listening to check out Bernays' book for themselves. It's a real eye-opener.
It is. And you might just be surprised at how much you learn about yourself, about the world around you, and about how you can use those insights to make a difference.
So think critically, engage thoughtfully, and use your voice to make a difference. And if you find value in our show, please support us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes. We serve this Southeast Houston area with actionable information for local impact. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.